is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Coronavirus, India's total of coronavirus Monday to just short of 20 million. The numbers by a 12th straight day. Pandemic could peak in the next couple of days. 3,400 to about 219,000 health ministry data shows at least 3.4 million people are currently being treated. The European Union's executive has recommended easing COVID-19 travel restrictions next month to let foreign travelers from more countries enter the EU, hoping to boost the stricken tourism industry this summer. Under current restrictions, people from only 7 countries, including Australia and Singapore, can enter the EU on holiday, regardless of whether they have been vaccinated against COVID-19, but subject or test to quarantine. A request from Tokyo's Olympics Committee to the Japanese Nursing Association for 500 volunteers for the upcoming summer games was not well received by the nursing organization. The nurses took to social media to express their displeasure with the request. The Secretary General of the Japan Federation of Medical Workers said in a statement, quote, "We must stop the proposal to send nurses who are engaged in a fight to volunteer at the Olympics." Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States will allow more than 4 times as many refugees this year after criticism for keeping the refugee limit at a historically low level. President Biden said Monday more than 62,000 would be allowed, reversing himself just 2 weeks after his administration announced it would keep former President Donald Trump's level of 15,000 refugees. Biden says the low number did not reflect America's values as a nation that welcomes and supports refugees. Officials had cited concerns about growing numbers at the U.S. southern border with Mexico, but the refugee program is different from the asylum system for migrants. President Biden says they would like to see this year's number double in 2022 to allow for 125,000 refugees. West African security officials say more than 24 people in Burkina Faso were killed by suspected jihadists Monday, one of the worst such attacks in the country's history. A regional security source tells AFP a large number of armed individuals attacked a village in the eastern part of the country, causing about 30 deaths in the civilian population and injuring around 20 people. It happened the morning when some people were still in their homes as dozens of men burst into the village and set houses on fire while others stood watch and just shot at people, according to a local self-defense group. It comes just a week after 3 Europeans, 2 Spanish journalists, and an Irish wildlife activist killed in an ambush in Burkina Faso. Colombia's government said Monday at least 17 people have died and more than 800 hurt in clashes during 5 days of protests against the proposed government tax reform. More than 400 arrests have been made, with the military deployed in some cities. There were still some protests Monday, with dozens in the capital Bogota blocking roads a day after the president withdrew the proposal in an attempt to calm the unrest. Colombia's tax plan was heavily criticized for punishing the middle class during a pandemic to finance public spending. France on Monday welcomed the formation of a new transitional government in Chad by the African country military's rulers following the battlefield death of President Idriss Déby, but the French foreign ministry said it should be only lasted for a limited amount of time. Chad's leading opposition figures rejected new government appointments over the weekend as a continuation of an old order they had hoped to erase. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.